Nature Seekers is based in Matura, a fishing village in northeastern Trinidad, where nesting leatherback turtles once were butchered for their meat or for fun. The species, which can weigh up to 2,000 pounds, is important to the marine environment. The turtles consume jellyfish, which eat small fish and fish eggs, thus helping to maintain balance in the sea. Susan Lacan-Baptiste, managing director at Nature Seekers and the driving force for conservation in Matura, described how the local beach used to resemble a graveyard.
I live in the community, and when I went out onto the beach and I saw all these huge turtles with just all the eggs in the stomach, with just a few pounds of shoulder meat missing, I remember seeing turtles with chop all over and no part thereof missing. And I said, you know, I have to be a part of doing something and curbing this.
Over the years, Nature Seekers has turned the 2,000 residents of Matura into advocates for the leatherback turtles who come ashore at night every March through August to lay their eggs. Some now work as guides who patrol the beach to monitor the nesting turtles, which are tagged, measured, and weighed, thus contributing to global research on the species. And organizations from other Caribbean islands now travel to Trinidad and Tobago to learn from Nature Seekers' experience. Rissa Edu of the UN Development Programme, UNDP, is national coordinator for a mechanism that provides small grants to community groups.
So we saw it fit to invest in Nature Seekers because they were interested in really building the capacity of community members in the Matura area to inform them of the importance of sea turtle conservation, train them as tour guides, involve them in ecotourism, just generally build their awareness so that they can actually see the turtles as a resource to be used to enhance their livelihoods rather as a pest or something to hunt for fun.
Meanwhile, on the other side of Trinidad, game warden Glenford Doyle is also giving the leatherbacks a fighting chance at survival. Mr. Doyle and his colleagues from the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries perform routine patrols on pristine Las Cuevas Beach, located a short drive from the country's capital, Port of Spain.
We sort of need to have a presence here because we got a lot of calls from the police, villagers, concerned citizens, where people taking ATVs and other vehicles and driving up and down in the sand and making all kind of stunts. And remember, young turtles be coming up as well as nesting overnight, so we found we need to have a stronger presence here.
The game wardens also enforce fines of up to 100,000 Trinidad and Tobago dollars, or roughly $15,000, combined with 2 years jail time, for killing turtles, removing their eggs, or destroying their nesting sites. For the past 5 years, they've also set up a week-long camp around Easter time to educate beachgoers about the need to protect leatherback turtles and four other turtle species. Deanne Penn, United Nations.